house she used to live in has been down. It doesn't suck.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Slavin broadcasting to you tonight from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri. We're just about to get underway in tonight's matchups between Brashear Tigers and the Scotland County Tigers. We're ready for the starting lineups for both teams, starting with the Scotland County Tigers. First, we have number 13, Kelsey Frazier. Number 22, Deidre Docterman. Number 32, Caitlin Caldwell. Number 34, Ashley Tagg. Number 24, Melissa Cotton. For the Tigers, Stephanie Elsie, number 11. Number 25, Macy Rogers. Number 31, Emily Ladwig. Number 35, Caroline Slavin. And number 43, Shelby Rogers. So we're just about ready for tip-off. Jumping for Scotland County is going to be Caitlin Caldwell against Brashear's Macy Rogers. Here we go. Brashear controls the tip-off. Stephanie Elsie is going to bring it up across the timeline. Guarded by Deidre Docterman. Dribbles around to the right side. Gets it into Shelby Rogers. Shelby loses the handle on it. Gives it to Caroline Slavin. Picks up with it. Emily Ladwig, it ends up in her hands. Back to Macy Rogers, left side. And there's a foul on the field, and I think it's going to be against Kelsey Frazier. Ladwig is going to inbound it for Brashear. Can't just say Tigers here. Get it into Macy Rogers. Rogers tries to get it over to Shelby Rogers, but it's intercepted by Scotland County, and we're headed the other direction. Melissa Cotton has it on the left side, sends it up top to Deidre Docterman. Around the horn to the right side to Melissa Cotton. Cotton dribbles the free throw line, kicks it over the left side, guarded by Slavin. Ashley Tagg has it up on the top of the key, sends it to the right side, to right elbow to Caldwell. Ball is nearly tipped away, comes in the hands of Frazier. Back out to Docterman. Her shot is in and out with Macy Rogers with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Rogers brings it across the timeline, dribbles it off her foot, goes out of bounds, and it'll come back to Scotland County. Inbound comes to Tag. Scotland County falls back. Tag brings it up across the timeline. Spin moves, takes it into the lane, sends it to Caldwell, ends up in the hands of Shelby Rogers. Everyone falls back. Elsie brings it up across the timeline. Bounce pass to Macy Rogers. Dribbles around the top of the key. Changes direction. Picks up a dribble. It gets it into Slavin. Slavin picks it up off the ground. Kind of a low pass to Shelby Rogers. Rogers back at the left corner. Bounce pass to Elsie. Elsie brings it all the way out. Guarded by Tag. Rogers. Ball gets poked out, but Macy Rogers gets her hands on it. I thought it was poked out of her hands, but they're going to give the over and back call. Ball comes in to Tag. Tag to Caldwell at the right elbow. Caldwell over to the left elbow to Kelsey Frazier, and they're going to say that she was moving before she put the ball down. So the turnover will come back to Brashear. Got some pressure going on here. Slavin gets it out to Macy Rogers. She brings it up, loses the handle on it, ends up in Kelsey Frazier's hand. She sends it over to the right side to Docterman. Docterman's going to bring it out, sends it over to Cotton on the left side. She dribbles in the lane and gets the easy bucket. Slavin inbounds it to Macy Rogers. Rogers picks up her dribble, and 22 Deidre Docterman got her hands on it, and they're going to say jump ball. It will favor Brashear. Slavin will inbound it. to Macy Rogers. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to Slavin. Slavin gets it into Ladwig. Ladwig to Elsie. Elsie to Macy Rogers on the left wing. She's going to drive the baseline, put it up, and actually put it up behind the backboard, so that didn't work very well. Frazier will inbound it for Scotland County. Frazier gets it to Cotton. Cotton sends it to Docterman. And they're going to call a foul on Shelby Rogers. Scotland County will inbound it. It's going to be Tag that will do that duty. Shot is no good. Caldwell gets their hands on it, but they're going to call a jump. No, they're going to call a foul. I thought it was jump ball to begin with. Foul is going to be on 31, which is Emily Ladwig. That's her first. Tag gets it into Caldwell. Spin move, and she's fouled going up to the basket. And she'll shoot two. Foul is going to be on 35, Caroline Slavin, and that's her first. 5 minutes left in the first. Caldwell's first shot is up and wide right. Score is 2-0, favoring Scotland County. Second shot is on its way, and this one just tickles the twine. Slavin will inbound it for Brashear. And we've got timeout on the field. Called by Brashear. So again, with 5 minutes, 8 seconds left in the first period, Scotland County leads it 3-0. All right, Slavin's going to inbound it. Gets it to Ladwig. Ladwig puts it on the floor. Pressure defense. Up ahead to Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline. She's going to drive it in. He's going to send it to Shelby Rogers, her sister, but ball was kind of bounced off of a knee of some Scotland County player and stayed in their hands. Docterman has it. Sends it to Frazier in the lane. She's able to put it in, good for two. Slavin will inbound it. Got a foul called on Kelsey Frazier when Slavin was inbounding it. That's her first. Valerie Oldham checking in for Scotland County. Slavin gets it to Rogers. Rogers spin move, double covered, gets it up ahead to Ladwig. Ladwig tries to get it to Shelby Rogers, and Caitlin Caldwell drew the foul. Kind of a hard foul, too. Rogers will go to the line to shoot two. First shot is up. It's good. Second shot is on its way and rattles around a little bit, but stays in. Cotton has the ball. She drives along the right side of the lane, sends it over to Caldwell on the left side. Her shot is no good. Shelby Rogers comes up with a strong rebound to Slavin. To Elsie. Elsie brings it up across the timeline on the far side. Picks up her dribbles. Bounce pass over to Ladwig. Ladwig squares up just outside the arc, just inside the arc, they're saying. Good for two. Docterman has it to Cotton. Cotton picks up the dribble, sends it over to Docterman on the far left side. She backs up outside the arc, sends it in to Cotton, and she starts walking before she puts the ball on the floor. So the turnover will be Bashir's ball. They're going to inbound it here right in front of the scorer's table. Slavin will do the honors for the Brashear Tigers. Into Elsie. Elsie picks up the dribble. Tries to get it over to Slavin, ends up in the hands of Frazier. Frazier brings across the timeline for Scotland County on the far side, sends it to Cotton up top. Cotton guarded by Rogers. Cotton picks up the dribble over to Frazier, the left side. In the lane to Docterman, she gets the easy shot off the glass. 7-4 now, Scotland County. Slavin gets it into Rogers. Rogers will bring it across the timeline in a hurry. Sends it over to Shelby Rogers. Shot's no good. Scotland County with the rebound. Docterman will bring the ball back the other direction. Sends it up to Cotton. Cotton dribbles in the lane. And her shot up off the glass is good. Rogers sends it up to Ladwig, but the pass is too high. Goes out of bounds, and it'll come back to Scotland County. Tigers are trying a little something different. Caroline Slavin had been doing all the inbounding, but they gave it to Macy Rogers that time. Oldham gets it into Docterman. Docterman guarded by McKim. Docterman sends it to Caldwell. The left elbow, she dribbles in the lane. Her shot is no good, and they're going to say she was fouled. Probably a good foul because she and Macy Rogers both ended up on the floor. Rogers checks out. Love comes in for the Tigers. 2:56 left in the first. Scotland County leads at 9-4. Cotton will inbound it for Scotland County. Gets it into Caldwell. Back out up top. Shot's no good by Betsy Kittle. Slavin with the rebound to McKim. McKim back to Slavin. Slavin to Ladwig. Ladwig picks up the dribble, hands it on to Slavin. Slavin brings it across the timeline up ahead to McKim. McKim has the ball tipped out by Cotton, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Brashear Tigers, that is. Sydney Slavin checking in for Shelby Rogers. Caroline Slavin is going to inbound it. Slavin gets it to McKim. McKim out to Ladwig on the right side. McKim picks up the dribble, tries to get it in to McKim, and it's intercepted by Kittle. Kittle to Docterman around the horn to Oldham. And she passes it back to Kittle on the left baseline, but she walked with it before she put the ball on the ground. So Slavin will inbound it to Macy Rogers. She loses the handle on it, gets in the hand of Oldham, and out of a kind of a frustration foul, Rogers fouls Oldham, so Oldham will go to the line. Oldham's first shot is good. Cotton comes out, and Tag comes back in. Oldham's second shot is in and out. Slavin had the rebound momentarily, but Frazier ends up with it, and her shot's good. 2:10 left. Scotland County leads it 12-4. Rogers gets it in to Elsie. Scotland County tries to trap on Elsie, and she's fouled by 22, which is Deidre Docterman. Slavin will inbound it to Elsie. Elsie picks up the dribble, and they're going to trap her again. Tries to get it to Slavin, and ends up going out of bounds. Thought maybe it was off of Docterman, but they're saying it was off of Slavin. So the ball will come back to Scotland County. Frazier will inbound it to Caldwell. Caldwell to Docterman, back to Frazier, out to Docterman. Docterman has it up top of the key, sends it over to Oldham on the left side. Bounce pass to Frazier on the right elbow. Gets it in to Caitlin Caldwell, and she's going to get fouled by Sydney Slavin. Caldwell will go to the line. First foul on Sydney Slavin. No, they're saying the foul is on 23, which is McKim. That's her first. First shot's up and good. Shelby Rogers in for Sydney Slavin. McKim comes out, Elsie comes out, and Ladwig comes in. Caldwell's second shot is on its way, and it's good. 14-4. Rogers inbounds to Slavin. Tries to get it to Lodwick, but it ends up being intercepted by Scotland County. Shots up and no good. Dockerman gets the rebound, sends it over to Caldwell on the left side. Back out Dockerman left wing to Frazier right wing. Up to Oldham. Shots no good. Oldham gets her own rebound. Surprised he didn't call a jump ball. Finally they do. Jump ball is going to favor Scotland County this time. Tag will inbound it for Scotland County. Tag sends it all the way out up top to Betsy Kittle. Kittle, guarded by Emily Ladwig, sends it over to the right side to Tag. Her shot is no good. Macy Rogers with the rebound. They get the trap on her, but Emily gets it to Emily Ladwig. Ladwig up to Caroline Slavin, up to Shelby Rogers. Rogers wants to do a spin move, loses the handle on it. Macy Rogers comes up with it, though. And she just kind of throws it away. Caitlin Caldwell last touched it, though, so it will stay with Brashear. Macy Rogers will inbound it then for the Tigers. Tries to scoop it into Shelby Rogers. And it gets knocked out of bounds, so it'll stay with Brashear. Get it to Shelby Rogers, and she throws it right in the hands of Betsy Kittle. Kittle to Olam, back to Kittle. Kittle brings it across the timeline on the far side to Oldham on the right side, guarded by Caroline Slavin. Into Tag. Tag just about loses the handle on it, but ends up back out to Oldham. Oldham's shot is no good. And Macy Rogers with the rebound sends it all the way up ahead, but comes up a little short right in the hands of Caitlin Caldwell, but she loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds, but they're going to say it was kicked out by McKim, so it'll stay with Scotland County. Oldham to Dockerman. Dockerman comes up across the timeline, sends it back to Oldham, around the horn to the left side to Tag. Tag squares up just inside the arc. Shot's good. 16-4 with 3 seconds left in the first period. Rogers sends it up to McKim, and time expires. So at the end of one, Scotland County leads it 16-4. All right, at the beginning of the second period of play, it's going to be the Brashear Tigers ball. Caroline Slave will inbound it for Brashear. They get it into McKim. McKim brings it across the timeline, and they're going to say she stepped out of bounds. Oldham will inbound it for Scotland County to Tag. Tag brings it up across the timeline, dribbles right side, sends it over to Betsy Kittle. Back to Tag on the right wing. Tag to Cotton. Cotton dribbles it in the lane, and she's going to be fouled by Shelby Rogers. I think that's probably her second. Yep, it is. Cotton will be at the line. Shot is up and no good. Elsie checking in for Macy Rogers. Second shot is up, and this one's good. 17-4 now. Slavin will inbound it to Elsie. Elsie's going to get trapped again. But she was moving, and she drew the foul. Foul is going to be on number 10, Betsy Kittle. Timeout on the floor called by Scotland County. .738 left in the half. Scotland County leads it 17-4. On the floor for the Tigers, Emily Ladwig, Shelby Rogers, McKim, Elsie, and Slavin. Slavin will inbound it to the waiting Elsie. Elsie brings it up across the timeline to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles around, tries to do a cross-court pass, but it's partially tipped. Caldwell comes up with it, sends it to Tag, and Tag gets an easy bucket. Slavin inbounds it to Elsie. Elsie brings it up across the timeline on the far side to Slavin up top. Slavin holds, dribbles it off her foot, but recovers it somehow, gets it to Ladwig, and Ladwig has the ball poked out of bounds by Ashley Tag, so it's actually going to stay with the Tigers. Never good to dribble off your foot. All right, it's going to be Brashear's ball. Slavin will inbound it. 5 second call, so it'll come back to Scotland County. Frazier boots it. I'm not sure. It wasn't a kick, but it just came right in, right off of Stephanie Elsie, so it'll stay with Scotland County. Tag will inbound it for Scotland County. Sends it to Kittle. Kittle to Cotton, around the Tag, the right wing. Cross court over to Cotton. She squares up for a real long three. No good. But Olden comes up with a rebound. Her shot's no good. Ladwig has it, and she's going to bring it back the other way. Ladwig comes across the timeline. Gets it up to Elsie. Elsie's kind of in the corner. Gets it to Ladwig somehow. Ladwig to McKim. And it bounced off of Stephanie Elsie's head in the process. Her shot, though, is no good. And when the ball comes down, they're going to have a jump ball. It's going to favor Scotland County this time. Tag brings it up across the timeline. Kicks it to Cotton. Back to Tag on the far side. Back to Oldman in the lane. She kicks it out to Kittle, over to Cotton, around the horn to Tag. Tag drives the baseline, shot is no good, and Ladwig comes up with the rebound, and she's going to be fouled by Oldham. Rogers checks in, Slavin comes out, and Ladwig will go to the line on the one-on-one. Ladwig's first shot is good. First shot that, first points that Brashear has had for a while. 19-5 now, Scotland County with the advantage. Sydney Slavin comes in. Shelby Rogers goes out. And Ladwig will get a chance to shoot again. Second shot is on its way, and it's good too. 19-6 now. Tag has the ball for Scotland County. Brings it up across the timeline on the near side. Sends it to Kittle on the corner. Back out the Tag, right wing. Tag dribbles down, way long cross-court pass to Oldham, into Cotton at the free throw line. Back out to Oldham, left wing. Cross court to Kittle. Kittle back out to Cotton up top of the key. Back to Kittle, right wing. Back to Cotton. Cotton's going to drive it into the lane. Gets it to Oldham, except Oldham can't hold on to it. Ends up in the hands of Macy Rogers. Rogers is going to drive it in, tries to send it, tries to pass it over to the right side to McKim, but pass was an errant pass. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll come back to Scotland County. Oldham to Tag. Tag up ahead to Kittle. Kittle drives it in, kicks it out, around the horn over to Tag. Back out to Cotton. Cotton thought about three. Drives it into the paint. Tries to send it over to Tag. Intercepted by Macy Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline. And back out to McKim, the free throw line. Her shot is no good. Caldwell comes up with the rebound to Tag. And we're headed the other direction. Sends it all the way up to Cotton. Cotton almost can't get a hold of it. But they get it into Caldwell. Spin move. Shot no good. And I think they're going to call a foul. And they're going to call a foul on 23, which is McKim. I think she kind of pushed Tag out of bounds. That's what they're saying. Second foul on McKim. No, it's Cotton to the line. First shot is good. Melissa Cotton's second shot is on its way. It's good as well. 21-6. Macy Rogers will inbound it to Ladwig. Ladwig guarded by Kittle. Up ahead to Rogers. Rogers brings it up across the timeline to Sydney Slavin, whose shot is no good. Oldham can't hold on to it. She had the rebound, but they had her trapped down there, so it went out of bounds off of Scotland County. Rogers will inbound it to Ladwig. And Ladwig was moving before she was dribbling. So it'll be Scotland County ball. Oldham is going to inbound it to Tag. Tag brings it up, guarded by Elsie. To Cotton over the right wing. Cotton over to Kittle. Kittle sends it to Tag. And they send it into Oldham, but a couple of Brashear players got their hands on the ball, so they're going to call a jump ball. Shelby Rogers checks in for Sydney Slavin. Jump ball is going to favor Brashear. Emily Ladwig will inbound it to Macy Rogers. Rogers brings it up across the timeline. Sends it to Shelby Rogers. Out to Emily Ladwig along the right side of the lane to McKim. Back out to Elsie up top. To Ladwig. Ladwig throws it right in the hands of Caitlin Caldwell. She hands it to Cotton. Cotton splits the defenders and drives it up. Shot is no good, but Caitlin Caldwell got the rebound, and she's fouled in the process. So Caldwell will go to the line. Foul is going to be on 31, Emily Ladwig. Nine fouls now on Brashear, seven on Scotland County. Caldwell's shot is good. 3:55 left in the half. Second shot is good as well. So Scotland County takes a commanding lead, 23-6. The inbound comes to Elsie. Elsie loses the handle on it, ends up in the hands of Betsy Kittle. She drives it in the lane. Shot is no good. McKim has it to Shelby Rogers, to Emily Ladwig, up to Shelby Rogers along the left side of the lane, and her shot is partially blocked, and Cotton ends up with it, sends it to Kittle. Kittle up ahead to Caldwell. Caldwell gets the easy layup. 25-6 now. Rogers will inbound it to Elsie. Elsie to Ladwig, brings it up across the timeline to Shelby Rogers. Shot is no good. Oldham with the rebound and jerks it out of the hand, and flips it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Brashear, or come to Brashear. Inbound to Rogers. Shot is partially blocked by Caitlin Caldwell, but the ball goes in, and she draws a foul. That's going to be Caldwell's, let's see, second, I guess. No, they're going to say it was on 30. Yeah, that's Caldwell. Rogers' shot is good, so she gets the old-fashioned three-point play. 25-9 now. Kittle has it for Scotland County. Over to Cotton on the left wing. Cotton picks up a dribble, cross-court pass to Caldwell, back out to Kittle, back to the corner to Tag, back to Kittle, around the horn to Cotton on the left wing. Cotton bounce pass to Oldham into Tag at the left elbow, back out to Cotton. Cotton dribbles in the lane, sends it back out to Kittle. Her shot is no good. Scotland County gets the rebound. Cotton has it up top, and she's going to shoot for three. Shot is no good. Betsy Kittle ends up with it. Little running shot's no good. Macy Rogers comes up with it. Rogers takes it all the way and was on the verge of being out of control the whole way, but somehow she draws the foul on 24, Melissa Cotton, and so Rogers will go to the line. 19 fouls apiece, 2:30 now left in the half. First shot is an air ball. And with the one-on-one, it'll come back to Scotland County. Oldham inbounds it to Tag. Tag brings it up, hands it off to Kittle. Kittle to Tag, left, right wing. Back out to Kittle, around the horn, over to Cotton, left wing. Back to Oldham, left corner. Cross-court pass over to Kittle. Back out to Cotton, drives it in the lane. And Shelby Rogers ends up with it. Back to Slavin, to Rogers, up to Ladwig. Brings it across the timeline on the right side. Takes it into the corner to Shelby Rogers, streaking alongside the lane. Shot no good. Oldham ends up with it. Kittle will bring it back the other way for Scotland County. 1:56 left in the half. Kittle around to Oldham, right wing. Cross court over to Cotton. Cotton sends it to Kittle, right wing. To Caitlin Caldwell in the corner. Slavin intercepts it, though, to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it up across the timeline. Ladwig gets to the corner, tries to get in Shelby Rogers, but it ends up back in the hands of Cotton. Cotton streaks along. Slavin intercepts. No, it's McKim interception. Rogers, Macy Rogers will bring it back the other way. Into the lane. Shot is no good. Emily Ladwig with the rebound, and I think she's going to get fouled. Foul is probably going to be on Oldham. No, they're going to say it was beforehand. It was going to... I'm not sure. They must have called that as a charge or something. It's coming back to Scotland County. Nobody's shooting, and it would be if there was a foul, unless it's a charge, unless it's an offensive foul. Tag has it. Around over the horn to Docterman. Docterman to Oldham. Cross court to Kittle. Her shot is good. Slavin inbounds it to Elsie. 52 seconds left in the half. Elsie brings it across the timeline. Tries to send it up, but it comes up short in the hands of Betsy Kittle. To Oldham along the left side. Shot is no good. Caldwell with the... No, that's Tag with the rebound on the far side of the bucket. She's able to convert. Elsie to Slavin. Slavin picks up the dribble up ahead to Ladwig. Ladwig. I'm not sure who she was passing to, but it went out of bounds, but it was tipped off of Scotland County, so it'll stay with Bashir. 20 seconds left. See if the Tigers can do something now with the last shot. Slavin will inbound it to Elsie. Elsie puts it on the floor. Up ahead to Slavin. Up to McKim in the corner. McKim back out to Ladwig. Ladwig's shot is partially deflected. Ends up in the hands of Scotland County. Tag has it, and she's going to go all the way with nobody in front of her. Time will expire. And at the end of one half of play, Scotland County leads it 31-9. All right, we're about ready to get going in the second half of tonight's first game matchup between Brashear Tigers and the Scotland County Tigers. Even though Scotland County is my alma mater, I never could understand how come their uniforms are blue. But be that as it may, we've got two Tigers playing tonight. Unfortunately, Scotland County is on top on this one, 31-9. It's going to be Scotland County's ball to start things off. Kelsey Frazier inbounds it to Docterman. Docterman into Caldwell. And Macy Rogers smugs her for the ball. Up ahead to Elsie. Shot's no good. And Caldwell got the ball, but Emily Ladwick got her hands on it, and they're going to call a jump ball. So that will favor Brashear. Emily Ladwick will inbound it to Shelby Rogers, and her shot, and oh, they're going to say she traveled with it. So it'll come back to Scotland County. Frazier inbounds it to Docterman. Docterman brings it up across the timeline. Cross court over to Tag. Back to Frazier. Frazier guarded by Ladwick. Up to Cotton up top the key. Around the horn to Docterman on the right side. To Tag on the far right side. Back to Docterman. Back to Cotton on the left side. To Tag in the blocks. Back out to Frazier. To Cotton. Fakes out. Elsie sends it over to Docterman. Shot no good. Emily Ladwick comes up with it. She brings it across the timeline on the near side. Tries to get across the lane over to Elsie, but poked out of bounds by Scotland County. Ladwick will inbound it. Ladwick sends it all the way out to Elsie, to Rogers on the left corner. Fake move. I'm not sure what she was doing, but it ends up back out in the hands of Elsie up top. Elsie tries to get to Ladwick. Cotton comes up with it. She sends it all the way up ahead. And somehow, Tag, as she was going past the basket, throws up one of those Hail Mary-type shots, and it fell in. Elsie up ahead to Slavin. To Ladwick on the corner. Ladwick squares up just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rogers ends up with it. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Shot no good. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be off of Brashear, and so it'll come back to Scotland County. Docterman has the ball for Scotland County, brings it across the timeline on the far side, over to Tag. Tag tries to get into Caldwell, back out to Docterman, around the horn to Cotton. Cotton just inside the arc. No, they're saying she's outside the arc. Nails it, good for the three-point play. Rogers brings it across the timeline to Slavin up top. Back to Ladwick in the corner, into Shelby Rogers at the right block. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Shot no good. And Cotton's going to take it coast to coast. Slavin inbounds it to Elsie. Elsie brings it up across the timeline. Dribbles it on the right side. Kicks it out to Rogers. Rogers comes around the screen and shot is partially blocked. They get it up ahead to Tag, and she gets the easy layup. This is a reoccurring theme, sounds like. Tigers, Brashear needs to hit some of those shots if they're going to have them. Elsie has it to Rogers. Rogers at the free throw line, shot up off the glass is good. 40-11 now, 5 minutes left. Over to Tag. Tag looks at driving the baseline, pulls it back out, sends it to Cotton up top the key, around the horn to Docterman. Docterman back to Cotton. She's going to shoot for three this time. Shot is up and good. Rogers has it for Brashear. Moves to the left side of the double team to Shelby Rogers. Shot is no good again. And she gets smacked in the face by Caitlin Caldwell, I believe. That's the first foul of the second half. McKim comes in. Ladwick sets down. Slavin will inbound it for Brashear. Out to Macy Rogers. Shot is off the side of the backboard. Ends up in the hand of Scotland County, and Cotton will bring it back the other way. over to Docterman. Shot for three is good. Scotland County starting to hit some three-pointers here. Elsie brings it across the timeline on the near side. Picks up the dribble. Puts it right in the hands of Caitlin Caldwell, and she's going to take it all the way. Hints it off at the last minute. It's a tag. Shot's no good, but Caldwell gets a rebound, and she's able to convert. Rogers has the ball. Picks up the dribble to McKim. McKim back to Rogers. Over to Elsie. Elsie to Rogers. Rogers' shot for three is no good, but they're going to say she was just inside the arc when she was fouled, and so she'll go to the line. Foul is going to be on 34, which is Ashley Tagg. That's her first. Rogers' shot is up and good. Second shot is on its way. This one's no good. Got some substitutions. Oldham coming in. Betsy Kittle coming in. Caldwell and Cotton coming out. Sydney Slavin in for Brashear. Now they are going to say it was a three-point shot. Macy Rogers shooting another one. Sydney Slavin gets the rebound. Her shot's no good. And Oldham comes up with the rebound and is tipped out of bounds by Macy Rogers, so it'll stay with Scotland County. Docterman has it for Scotland County. Over to Betsy Kittle, but the pass was kind of errant. And so it'll come back to Brashear. Inbounds to Macy Rogers. To Elsie. Elsie shoots from the right blocks. It's good. Docterman brings it up across the timeline on the far side. Sends it to Tag, whose shot is no good. Slavin with rebounds to Macy Rogers. Rogers brings it up across the timeline in a hurry on the near side. She's going to get trapped, and they're going to say she walked with it. Docterman brings it up across the timeline. Sends it to Kittle, a right left wing, back to Kittle, around the horn to Docterman, who's going to shoot for three on the right side. Shots in and out. And Oldham, with the putback, is no good, but she's fouled in the process by Macy Rogers. That's her third. No, they're going to say the foul was, yeah, it was on Macy Rogers. That was right the first time. Shot is up and good by Oldham. Shelby Rogers checking in for Sydney Slavin. Three minutes left in the third. Oldham shot this time is no good. Scotland County comes up with it somehow. Docterman has it on the left side, hands it off to Cotton, who squares up for three. Shot is no good. And McKim comes up with it, but loses a handle on it, and Docterman picks it up. Docterman to Kittle, around the horn to the right side, to Cotton. Cotton, cross-court pass to Docterman. Not sure how that wasn't a foul, but she gets her own rebound back, sends it over to Kittle. Kittle is going to shoot for three this time. It's good. Rogers has it. Macy Rogers, that is, for Brashear. Changes direction. Runs into a trap to Elsie. Elsie cross-court to Shelby Rogers. Her shot up off the glass this time is good. She's had several opportunities for that and has had trouble converting, but that time she gets it. Docterman brings it across the timeline. To Kittle, left wing. Back over to Docterman, right side. Back to Kittle, around the horn to Cotton on the left wing. Her shot is up and good for three.
This team's bigger on threes.
They are now. They've got a big girl, Caitlin Caldwell, that they try to feed it into quite a bit, but with her out of the game right now, they're relying more on three-point shots. Sam, you can take it for a while.
Okay, I can't see in the corner, but Tony just put up a three. It's no good. Caroline Slavin with the rebound over Macy Rogers. she'll bring it across the timeline in the center of the floor. Dribbles around them all, bounce passes it, and number 13 steals the ball, Frazier, and is pushed by Macy Rogers. That will be her fourth foul. But Coach will leave her in. Number 22, Dockerman, brings it across the timeline. Number 10, Kittle, over on the ring to number 24. Cotton back to Dockerman, throws a pass, a wild pass, and it goes out of bounds.
She was sending it to Cotton. That was one of those deals where Cotton was taking a step one way and the ball was going the other way.
Stephanie Elsie will inbound the ball for the Tigers and Abby McKim. Macy Rogers, she'll bring across timeout on the right hand side. Stephanie Elsie for three, no good. Rebounded by Abby McKim, and they call a jump ball. It'll be Scotland's ball, number 13. Frazier in the bounds to Dockerman. Number 10, Kittle. Number 24, Cotton. To Kittle on the right-hand wing. After Dockerman up top, to Kittle on the right wing. To number 24, Cotton on the left wing. She drives out to number 10. Kittle on the right wing puts up a three, no good. Elsie brings it across on the right-hand side of the floor. And Elsie double dribbles. Number 13, Frazier will inbound the ball for the Tigers. And number 22, Dockerman. Over 10, Kittle. Number 24, Cotton on the right wing. And number 13, Frazier. Throws a pass cross court, stolen by Macy Rogers, and she puts up a layup, and it's good. And she's got a foul. So, Macy will shoot one shot.
The old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah. That used to be the only way you could get a three-point play. They didn't have no three-point line. First shot is up and good. Sorry. Dockerman puts up a three-pointer on the right wing and shot is up and no good.
Well, with a 37-point advantage at 55-18, I would imagine that the first fourth period is going to go pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, it's ball. Evan McKim went down for the Tigers into Macy Rogers. She's immediately trapped. And they call a jump ball, and it'll be Scotland's ball. Number 13, Frazier went down the ball for the Tigers. Wait, no, I'm sorry.
Oldham.
Well, inbound number 34. Tag.
Tag.
The Kittle. The tag on the left wing, down low, number 32. She passes the ball, but it's tipped, and she gets her ball back. Kittle with the ball up top. Number 34, Oldman. And number 31. Oldman, sorry. And throws the ball out to Cotton, and she puts up a three, and it's good. Stephanie Elsie passes the ball to Macy Rogers. Puts up a three-pointer at up the top of the key, no good. Out to Stephanie Elsie, she puts up a 15-footer, and it is good for the Tigers. 20-58, Scotland with the advantage. Kittle will bring it across the court, number 34. Tag, number 24. Cotton, number 31. Oldman, who passes into number 34. Tag, and puts a 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Adam McKim. Brings it across the timeline on the right-hand side. Macy Rogers, top of the key. Passes to Stephanie Elsie. She passes it in, and it's tipped away, and Macy Rogers gets the ball back, and she drives. No good. Somehow, it ends up with number tag, and she puts up a jumper on the right-hand side, and it's good. Abby McKim into Stephanie Elsie, and she'll bring it across the timeline, the center of the floor. and will drive. Pass it out to Abby McKim on the right wing. And the ball is tipped away, and Macy Rogers just fouled out. Number 31 will inbound it for the Scotland County Tigers. Oldman passes into Kittle. Kittle at 24. Cotton to tag to Kittle on the right wing. Puts up 15-footer. It's good. Caroline Slevin will inbound the ball for the Tigers into Stephanie Elsley. She brings it across timeline on the left-hand side. Dribbling, drives at the 15-foot mark out to Shelby Rogers in the middle of the lane, and there's a foul. And it's on Tag, which is Mrs. Platt's niece, known here as Bashir. Caroline Slavin inbounds the ball to Stephanie Elsie. She puts up a shot, no good. Mounted by Sydney Slavin. She puts up a shot, no good. Movement is up to the rebound to Kittle. Kittle brings the ball across the timeline. Over to number 34, Tag. Out to Kittle on the left, right wing, sorry. Puts up a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Caroline Slavin to Sydney Slavin, her sister. And Tag fouled. And Smith, Love, and Wheeler will all come into the game for the Brashear Tigers. Slavin, Smith. And she picks up a dribble at the top of the key. Pass it to Caroline Slavin. Pass to Kristen Love in the left-hand corner. Picks up a dribble on the left wing into Shady Smith. She puts up a 15-footer and fouls. She'll be shooting two. Number 32 for the Caldwell for the Scotton County Tigers is foul Smith. And she'll go to the line. Smith's first shot is up and good.
3:10 left in the game. Brashear trailing in this one, 21-62.
3 minutes even, and Smith's second shot is up and no good. Rebounded by number 10, Kittle. Pass it, number 13, Frazier. She has it on the left-hand wing to 10, Kittle at the top of the wing to somebody in the left-hand corner, puts up a two-shotter, no good. Number 22, Dodderman to Kittle. Dodderman on the right wing to Tag. Back to Dodderman to Kittle. She'll drive for a left-handed layup and it's fouled.
Kittle will go to the line. Her shot is up and good.
Both Tigers, I think, have practiced their free throws. Stephanie Elsie will come into the game for Sydney Slavin. And Smith will move down to the lower block. Kittle's second shot. Up and no good. Rebounded by Elsie. And she'll bring it across timeline. Savvy McKim. And it'll be White's ball. Double inbound for the Tigers. Passes it out to Love on the right wing. Stephanie Elsie will drive. Step a 15-footer and it's tipped. Love will inbound the ball for the Tigers. A minute left to play. And she passes in to Abigail Wheeler. She puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Tag. Wait, no, sorry. To Tag. To Dockerman. Number 24, Cotton, puts up a left-handed three. Rebounded by Aiden McKinnon, but lost it to number 31, Holdman. Number 22, Dotterman. I'm lost. Sorry, John.
That's all right.
Aiden McKinnon.
We do know
no,
this
Kristen
game is
Mark.
About
oh,
over
wow.
24 seconds
Bam.
Left. It's going to be the Tigers' ball, 18 seconds. Elsie's going to inbound it to Love. And they're going to be one-on-one, so Love will go to the line. The refs, for some reason, decided they'd stop the clock, I guess, to give both.
First shot by Love is up and no good.
Scotland rebound. County with the rebound. Dotterman has it. 3 seconds left. They're holding the ball, and that's it. So this one's over. Scotland County wins it 63-21. On tap next, of course, is the boys' game between these same two teams. And I would expect that it's going to be a little bit more spirited maybe than this one was.
Yeah, probably.
So the clock's been reset for 10, so we'll be back in about that time for the boys' game between the Brashear Tigers and the Scotland County Tigers. So stay tuned. All right, starting for Scotland County, we've got Harley Stone, number 10, Brandon Garnett, 20, Jacob Howard, 22, Andrew Dooley, 24, and Kyle Shelley, number 33. For the Tigers, Justin Hazen, number 23, Matt Thomas, 31, Kylie Watson, number 33, Ryan Furtick, number 41, and last but not least, Trey Treasurer, number 55. We're about to get underway after I had my nice little bowl of chili. And we'll see if the boys can fare any better than the girls who came up on the short end of the stick, 63-21. Going to be Treasure jumping for the Tigers and Jacob Howard for Scotland County. Scotland County is going to control it with Dooley handing it off to Garnett. Shot's no good, but Jacob Howard is able to get the putback. Justin Hazen is going to bring the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline. Up ahead to the left corner to Furtick. Shot is a little short. Howard with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Dooley sends it up ahead to Howard. Howard kicks it over the left side. Shot is no good. Number 33, Shelley with the rebound, and is able to put it in. Thomas up ahead to Hazen. Hazen to Trey Treasure. Treasure comes across the timeline on the far side to Thomas. Thomas to Trey Treasure, the right blocks. Nice little shot up and good. Tigers now on the board. 4-2 at the disadvantage. Garnett comes through the pressure. Furtick gets a hand on it, pokes it out of bounds right in front of me here, actually. Stone has it. Sends it in to Garnett, or Garnett. Garnett shoots from the left arc. No good. Scotland County gets the rebound. Lose the handle on it. Furtick comes up with it, and Thomas is going to bring the ball back the other way. Thomas comes across the timeline on the near side. Sends it over to Hazen on the right wing. Shot is no good. Scotland County with the rebound. Stone has it. Hands it off to Dooley. Dooley sends it up ahead, and it's intercepted by Furtick. Furtick runs along the right side of the lane and went up really high and with a scoop shot. I don't see how that thing fell in, but it did. He was fouled in the process, and he'll go to the line. Timeout on the field by Scotland County. That foul was on number 24, Andrew Dooley. So, all Tigers are all tied up at this point in time. Bashir Tigers playing the Scotland County Tigers. This announcer's alma mater. Kind of weird watching these boys out here because I know about all of them's parents. Some of our boys are even descendants of some of the Scotland County folks. Ryan Furtick is an example. He's able to get the old-fashioned three-point play. Scotland County has trouble figuring out who's going to inbound it. It's going to be Stone. Stone to Dooley. Dooley back to Stone. Get it up ahead to 24. Dooley. It's kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with Scotland County. Stone's going to inbound it. High arcing inbound pass. Furtick went for the steal and commits the foul. First foul on Furtick. One team foul apiece. Stone will inbound it. Sends it all the way out to Garnett. Garnett has it up on top. Guarded by Furtick. Garnett into Shelley. Out to Howard. Around the horn to Stone. Stone tries to get it into the paint. Kick back out to Garnett. Garnett to Stone up top of the key. Around the horn to Howard. Howard right wing. Cross court pass over to Dooley. Dooley tries to get it into the into Shelley, and it's kicked out of bounds by Hazen, so it'll stay with Scotland County. Shelley's going to inbound it. And they're going to call a foul on Thomas. It's a foul away from the ball. Shelley's going to inbound it for Scotland County. Gets it in to 22 Howard. Howard, spin move, shot's no good. Hazen comes up with the ball, and we're headed the other direction. Hazen has it up top. Sends it over to Thomas, left wing. Thomas, cross-court pass to Hazen is who it was going to, but it ends up going out of bounds. So it'll stay with Scotland County. Trying to get it in Trey Treasure to begin with, but on the cross-court pass, but took too much time getting there, and there are several people to fight for it. Inbound comes to Thomas, who has it up top of the key, over to Fertig, left wing. Cross-court to Hazen, and again, it's intercepted by 22 Howard, and I think they're going to call a foul on Hazen. That cross court is just not going to work. Stone gets it in for Scotland County to Dooley. Dooley sends it up to Shelley. Shelley to Dooley. And gets booted over, but ends up over to Stone on the right, on the left side. Back out to Garnett. Garnett tries to send it in. Treasure gets his hand on it. Goes out of bounds off of him. Stone's going to inbound it for Scotland County. Stone out to Dooley. Dooley has it up top, guarded by Hazen. Dooley's going to dribble around the right side. Nearly loses the handle on it. Throws it in the hands of Trey Treasure. Trey Treasure comes across the timeline. Sends it out to Fertig on the right side. 15-foot jump shot comes up short. Shelley rebounds it for Scotland County. Dooley's going to bring the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline on the far side. Kicks it to Stone in the left corner. Stone sends it out to Garnett. To Shelley right wing. Look to get it in. And Trey Treasure got his hand on it, but they're going to say he did a little bit more than just getting his hand on the ball. So Howard will go to the line to shoot two. 5-4 now. Bashir with the advantage. But that may be a temporary condition. First shot's good, and we're all knotted up at 5. 4:14 left in the first period. Second shot. Shot is no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. Matt Thomas is going to bring it across. Watson kicks it out to Fertig. Fertig to Watson's shot. 15-foot jump shot's no good. Thomas with the rebound. They're going to get Howard for going over the back. I'm sorry, that's Shelley, not Howard. Thomas is going to inbound it. Thomas to Fertig on the right side. To Hazen, right wing. Hazen, no look pass to Trey Treasure, no look pass to Kylie Watson, but Watson wasn't able to convert. Boy, that was kind of sweet. Scotland County has on the right side to Stone, left wing around the horn to 22 Howard, and Howard throws up a lob, and Trey Treasure got his hand on it and poked it out of bounds. Stone's going to inbound it for Scotland County. Comes out to Dooley, left wing. Dooley gets it in the right, the left blocks. Shot's no good. Kylie Watson comes up with it. Hazen's going to bring back the ball the other way. Hazen to Thomas, around the horn to the left side to Trey Treasure. Back out to Thomas, cross court to Ambrosia. Ambrosia fakes out, gets it in to Kylie Watson on the right blocks. His shot is no good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to be on Stone. That's his first. Watson's shot is good. Didn't know if it was going to go in or not. It clanked on the front end, the back end, and then fell in. Verdict coming back in. Trey Treasure coming out. Ambrosia's in the game. Tigers back with his 6-5 advantage. Kylie Watson has a chance to make it 7, and he does. Casey Dial in for the Tigers to Dooley. Back to Dial. Up ahead to Garnett. Garnett sends it to Shelley. Right blocks, and he falls down. Gets charged with the travel, and so it'll be the Tigers. Brashear's ball. Ambrosia's going to inbound it. To Hazen. Hazen splits the defense, and he's fouled in the process. Foul is on 22, Jacob Howard. 3 minutes left of the first. Tigers now leading 7-5. Hazen's going to inbound it. Got 4 fouls apiece, so we're not in the bonus yet. Hazen hands it off to Thomas. Thomas is going to bring it up across the timeline. Scotland County all falls back. Up ahead to Watson. Watson left wing, right wing, Hazen. Hazen dribbles up top of the key. Bounce pass to Kylie Watson into Ambrosia. The left elbow shot is in and out. Scotland County's Garnett comes up with it. He brings it up across the timeline. Tries to pass it into the lane. No good. Hazen's going to have it. Hazen brings it back the other way. Coming across the timeline. Has it up the top of the key. Thinks about squaring up for a 3. Instead, dished it to Ambrosia at the right elbow, and he was fouled. Foul's going to be on Andrew Dooley. Trey Treasure checking in. That was second foul on Dooley. 5 fouls now on Scotland County. Furtick's going to inbound it on the far side to Thomas. Back to Furtick at the right wing. Into Trey Treasure in the blocks. And boy, Trey Treasure was horse-collared by Garnett. Six fouls now on Scotland County, so we'll be shooting one-on-one from now on. Thomas is going to inbound it. All the way out to Treasure. Treasure over to Furtick, the right corner. Furtick falls down, but not before he gets it back to Treasure. Into Kylie Watson. His shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on 2-0, which is Garnett. That's his second. Howard sent the check back in for Scotland County. Kylie Watson hits his first. 8-5 now. Tigers with the advantage. Watson's second shot is nothing but tickling the twine. Stone will inbound it for Scotland County. Full press by the Tigers. They get it in to Howard. Dial brings it across the line. In the paint to Howard. Howard's able to convert. Up ahead to Treasure. Treasure to Furtick. Furtick's little 15-foot jump shot off a high bank off the glass is good. 11-7 now, Tigers. Shelley brings it across the timeline. Takes it all away. His shot off the glass is good. 11-9 now, Tigers with the advantage. The Coach Wilburn obviously doesn't like what he's seeing, so he calls a timeout. So, with 1:43 left in the first, Brashear Tigers lead this one 11-9. It's going to be Brashear's ball. They've got the full length of the court to go. Matt Thomas will inbound it. Full court press by Scotland County. Into Treasure, up ahead, or into Kylie Watson, up ahead to Trey Treasure. Tigers break it to Furtick. Back out to Matt Thomas into Kylie Watson. To Trey Treasure at the left blocks. His shot up off the glass is good, and he's fouled. Nice looking passing there by Brashear. Foul is on 22 Howard. Hazen checking in for Thomas. Garnett coming in for Howard. Treasure shot is up and good. lot of nice rotation on that ball. Good-looking foul shot. Stone's going to inbound it for Scotland County. Sends it to Shelley. Back to Drew Miller, new boy. Miller to Garnett on the right wing. Cross court. Tigers, Bashir pokes it. Gives it up to Fertig. Fertig to Ambrosia. Ambrosia dribbles to the left corner. Sends it to the left wing to Fertig. Back to Ambrosia. Tries to get it in the paint to Treasure, but it's intercepted by Garnett. Ball gets poked out of bounds. Actually, they're calling a foul on Fertig. That's his second. Matt Thomas comes in to replace him. Scotland County gets it in to Miller. 1 minute left in the first period. Comes in to Shelley, the right blocks. Shot's no good. Bashir with it. Kylie Watson has it from the free throw line. And somehow his shot is no good. Sent all the way back up ahead to Scotland County. A little scoop shot's no good. And Bashir comes up with the rebound. Hazen has it. 39 seconds. Thomas comes across the timeline on the near side. Call foul on 23 Casey Dial. 19 fouls now on Scotland County. First foul on Dial. But Thomas will go to the line. Bashir now leading 14-9. 35 seconds left in the first period. Bashir a little rusty in the beginning, but I think they may be starting to come on a little bit. Oh, boy. That ball had a tremendous amount of spin on it, went all the way around the rim, and finally decided it was going to fall in. Owens checks in for the Tigers, as does Cody Snelling. Thomas's second shot is good. Tigers lead 16-9, 35 seconds. Stone will inbound it for Scotland County. The Dial splits the defense, comes across the timeline, no look pass over to Garnett, the left side. Garnett sends it in to Shelley. Trey Treasure went for the steal and didn't get there, and Shelley was able to convert. Trey Treasure breaks the press to Justin Hazen, dribbles behind his back from Dial to Thomas over in the left wing. 10 seconds. Hazen's shot from just inside the arc is no good. Goes out of bounds. Well, it doesn't get out of bounds. Treasure tries a behind-the-backboard shot because time was expiring, but didn't go in. So at the end of one, Bashir Tigers lead this one 16-11. All right, we're ready to start the second period. On the floor for the Tigers, Kylie Watson, Trey Treasure, Matt Thomas, Hazen, and Fertig. It's going to be Bashir's ball. Watson inbounds it to Hazen. Hazen, bounce pass over to Thomas, into Kylie Watson, right blocks, and he's fouled going up to the basket, so he'll go to the line. Call a foul on Kyle Shelley. That's his second. Shelley's kind of their big man. Kylie Watson throws up an air ball. Doesn't do that very often. It must have rolled off of his finger a little bit. Watson's second shot. This one's good. Stone will inbound it for Scotland County. Gets it into Dooley. Tigers fall back. Dooley comes across the timeline, sends it over to Stone, the left wing. Stone sends it in the paint to Howard. Howard's shot's no good. Kylie Watson goes up for a strong rebound. No look pass up to Thomas, across to Hazen. And they're going to say Hazen travel with it. Stone will inbound it to Dooley. Dooley walks it up across the timeline, guarded by Thomas, takes it over the right side, wants to get it in. Streaking Hazen steals it, though, and so we're headed back the other direction. Hazen to Furtick, right wing, in the paint to Watson. Oh, and over to Treasure at the low post. Gets the easy bucket. Dooley's going to bring the ball back the other way for Scotland County. That was a nice-looking pass. Dooley dribbles over the right again. He kind of likes to go to the right, wants to send it to Howard. Instead, sends it out to Garnett. Treasure with the steal. Is he going to jam it? He does! Woo! Boom goes the dynamite! Garnett brings the ball back the other way. Maybe that will get these Tigers sparked up. Stone drives it in. Treasure with the kind of a grab. It was a low scoop shot. He gets his hands on it, and they call a jump ball. Stone's going to inbound it. I like that. Out to Dooley up top around the horn. Furtick went for the steal. Instead, Casey Dial took it in. No-look pass up to Hazen. Up to Furtick. Furtick, shot up off the glass is good. Tigers now putting some speed in the action. Dial brings the ball up along the near side. Hands it off to Dooley. Around the horn over to Kittle. Kittle loses the handle on it. Thomas is going to take it coast to coast. Shot up off the glass is good. 25-13, Scotland County does not like what he's seeing. Ty Brashear starting to get charged up now and start to take control of this game. They're on top now, 25-13, 6 minutes, 9 seconds left in the half. All right, here we go. After the timeout, Stone's going to inbound it to Dooley. Tigers all fall back. Dooley has the ball. He's going to be greeted by Matt Thomas as he comes across the timeline. Sends it over to Stone, left wing. Cross-court pass to Dial. Tries to get it in to their big man, Howard. He has the ball stripped from him, and he's fouled in the process. Foul is going to be on 31, Thomas. That's his second. Stone's going to inbound it. Stone sends it over to the left side. Back out up top to Howard. Howard drives along the left side. Shot up off the glass is good. Good looking runner there. Hazen. Hazen gets it up ahead to Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline up to, tried the alley-oop to Trey Treasure, and it falls! Woo! In the process, Dial got kind of hammered. Dial gets the foul on him, and he gets hammered. Treasure will go to the line. That's a second foul on Dial. 10 fouls now on Scotland County. Tigers lead at 25-15. Treasure's shot is up and good. Treasure's second shot is a little strong. Howard comes up with the rebound for Scotland County. Dooley's going to bring it the other way. Comes across the timeline, sends it over the right side to Garnett. Garnett nearly loses the handle on it, dribbles in, sends it back out the Dial around the horn to Dooley. Tries to send it in the lane to Garnett. Garnett turned it over. Thomas is going to inbound it. Scotland County tries the full court press. They haven't had too much luck. Into Furtick. Furtick, they did get it that time, though. Shot's no good, though. Kylie Watson comes up with it to Thomas. Thomas up ahead to Furtick, to Treasure. Treasure thinks about it, sends it back out to Furtick. Furtick into Kylie Watson, spin shot, good. Tigers like to get that inside-outside game going, and it's working for them tonight. Scotland County has it. Garnett sends it around to Stone, left wing. Back to Garnett, right wing. Garnett thinks about squaring up for three, sends it to Stone, and he is going to shoot for three. It's an air ball. Kylie Watson comes up with it, and Thomas is going to bring it the other way. Up ahead to Furtick. Furtick drives the baseline. Shot's no good. Treasure gets it. Shot no good. Puts it up again. This time he's fouled. Foul's going to be on Harley Stone. That's his second. Treasure at the line to shoot a couple. First shot is well short, clanks off the front end of the iron, bounces back to him. Treasure's second shot, this one's got some more arc on it, but it rims out. Dooley will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Comes across the timeline, sends it around the horn to the left side to Garnett. Garnett holes, over to Shelley, right wing. Shelley to Dial. Dial around the horn to Garnett. Garnett tries to drive the baseline and get the Dooley, and his shot is no good. Kylie Watson, the rebound up ahead to Furtick, and Furtick can't get a hold of it and ends up back in the hands of Scotland County. Dooley will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Hazen, sends it over left side to Garnett. Garnett, bounce pass over to Shelley, right wing. Shelley in the paint to Howard. Howard's shot is up and good. Thomas, the Treasure, up ahead to Furtick. Furtick. Furtick walked with it. .28-17 now. 3:46 left in the half. Dooley brings it across the timeline on the far side. Dribbles kind of to the left corner. Thinks about sending it in. Back out to Howard up top. Howard drives it in. Shot up off the glass is good. Kylie Watson to Thomas. Thomas up ahead. Shot by Cody Snelling is good. Dial to Dooley. Dooley walks it up to the timeline. He's going to be guarded by Hazen. Sends it around the left side to Howard. Tries to get it into the lane. And it's poked out of bounds by Brashear, so it'll stay with Scotland County. Dial's going to inbound it to Garnett. Garnett has it in the corner, and they're going to call a foul on Snelling. Garnett will go to the line. Seven fouls on the Tigers now. Garnett's shot is good. 30-20 now. Tigers with the advantage. Guess I could say that either way since we got two Tigers teams. But when I'm going to say Tigers, normally I'm going to mean Brashear. Second shot's good. Thomas inbounds it to Hazen. Hazen to Thomas. Ambrosia. Scotland County went for the steal. Dooley pokes it out of bounds. It'll stay with Brashear. 2:58 left in the half. Thomas is going to inbound it. Scotland County doing a lot of press. Up ahead to Kylie Watson. Watson up ahead to Snelling. Snelling sends it to the left corner. Shot is no good. Matt Thomas with the rebound. Takes it in the lane. Shot is no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound, and he's able to convert. Dooley has it for Scotland County. He brings it back the other way. Comes across the timeline. Dribbles over the left side. To Howard. Howard takes it all the way in. Shot's no good. But kicked out around by Matt Thomas. And so it'll stay with Scotland County. Furtick and Trey Treasure coming in for Hazen and Snelling. Dial will inbound it for Scotland County. 2:31 left in the half. Into Howard. Howard from the blocks has the ball partially stripped from him. And Kylie Watson comes up with it. Sends it to Trey Treasure. And the ball is still on the floor, but Thomas ends up with it. Comes along the left side into Trey Treasure on the right side of the lane. There's nobody there, and he's able to put it in. .2:14 left in the half. Official timeout for the referee to tell Trey Treasure something. I'm not sure what it was. Anyway, Scotland County gets it in. Dooley has it, and he's going to bring it up. Tigers fall back. Dooley comes across the timeline, dribbles over the right side, as usual. wants to get it into the right block to Howard, or no, to Kyle Shelley, and he loses the handle, it goes out of bounds, so it's going to come right back to Brashear. Thomas is going to inbound it. I predict Kylie Watson will streak in the middle of all that and get it, and he does. Tries to get it up ahead to Fertig, and Dial gets his hand on it. So with the turnover, it comes right back to Scotland County. Garnett has it on the right wing. Garnett thinks about dribbling it in. Decides to shoot. Shelley ends up with it and is able to convert. Inbounds to Ambrosia, and they're going to call a foul on Scotland County. 10 team fouls. Foul is on Logan Brassfield. No. Garnett. I thought he said 21. Garnett's 20. Ambrosia will go to the line, and with 10 team fouls, he'll shoot two. The first one's up, and it's good. Second shot is on its way. This one's good as well. Tigers lead 36-23 now. Dooley has the ball for Scotland County. Dooley comes across the timeline, sends the Dial left wing. Dial back out, Dooley up top. Dooley wants to send it in to Howard. Sends it over to Stone on left wing instead. Cross-court pass over to Shelley. Shelley's shot from the right side is no good. Ambrosia has the position. Ambrosia had the position and got the rebound. They called it an over-the-back. Fouls on Casey Dial. Ambrosia will get to shoot two more. 1:15 left in the half. Tigers now leading 36-23 with a chance to extend that. Ambrosia's shot is good. Ambrosia appears to be a pretty good free throw shooter. Second shot is up, and it's good as well. Stone will inbound it to Dooley. Dooley to Dial. Dial brings it across, dribbles right side, guarded. Pass into the paint to Shelley, and he's fouled in the process. No, they're going to call a foul on Shelley. So instead, Kylie Watson will go to the line. That's the third on Shelley. Got Caleb Kittle set to check in for Scotland County. Watson's shot. Comes up short. Second time he's done that. I'll bet he hits the second one. 1:04 left in the half. Second shot is up. And just like last time, it's good. Stone will inbound it to Dooley. Dooley to Dial. Dial comes across the timeline, this time going to the left side. Send it off to the corner. Comes out to Dooley around the horn over to Stone, right wing. Stone would like to send it in, but with Howard out, they don't have a big man inside. Around the horn to Stone. Back out to Dooley. His shot for three is no good. Right back to the hands of Hazen. 39 seconds left. Hazen over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia on the right side, and Kylie Watson right blocks. Shot is up and good. Just like a man eating cake out there now. Dial has it. Comes across the timeline on the near side. Sends it to Stone, right corner. Stone over to Kittle. Back at the Stone on the right side, all the way around the horn over to Dooley. Dooley wants to drive it in the lane, loses a handle on it, but Dial is able to get it, but not before it goes out of bounds. So it'll come back to Brashear. 7.2 seconds in the half. Tigers lead at 41-23. Scotland County falls back. Tigers will have a chance to do something with 7 seconds. Hazen has it. Hazen comes across. Ambrosia. Ambrosia sends it to the corner. Shot is up. No good. Hazen with the rebound, and it's no good, but they're going to call a foul, I think. They called a foul just as time expired. It was on Andrew Dooley. But time expires when everybody comes back, but Trey Treasure will get a chance to shoot. That was the third foul on Dooley. First shot is up. Falls in. Second shot is up, and it's good. So we're at halftime. Tigers lead by 20, 43-23. So the clock has been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in about that time for the second installment of tonight's action between the Brashear Tigers and the Scotland County Tigers. If you're just joining us, the girls came up on the short end of the stick and lose this one 63-21. Got 2 minutes left here before we start the second half. Brashear Tigers lead this one 43-23. Scotland County a little slow in coming out here. They're just now getting their balls, take a few shots, but they're not going to have too much time. On the floor for Brashear, we've got Hazen, Thomas, Fertig, Watson, and Treasure. It's going to be Brashear's ball to begin things. Thomas is ready to hand it off to Hazen when everybody gets set. And here we go. Hazen to Thomas. Thomas to Fertig with the right blocks. His shot is comes up a little bit too short. And Scotland County with the rebound. Howard gets it. Hands it off to Dooley. And Dooley's going to bring the ball back the other way. Dooley just about loses a handle on it, but gets it over to Howard. Howard drives it in. Shot no good. Shelley with the rebound. Able to convert. They get it up ahead to Hazen. Scotland County still doing the press. Fertig has it back out to Hazen. Hazen's going to shoot for three. It's no good. Stone with the rebound for Scotland County. Stone to Dooley. Dooley comes across timeline, guarded closely by Hazen to Stone right side. Stone to Shelley. In the paint to the streaking Howard. He's able to convert. Coach Wilburn not liking these cheap shots that they're getting in early on in this, so he calls a timeout to regroup a bit. So it'll be Brashear's ball. Thomas will inbound it. Scotland County still pressing. Inbound is off of Howard, so it'll stay with Brashear. Thomas has it. Will inbound it. And again, Thomas bounces it off the foot. So Thomas will inbound it again. And he does it again. Thomas having trouble getting in. This time, Kylie Watson will inbound it. To Hazen. Hazen's all by himself. Up ahead to Trey Treasure. His little scooper is good. That's a way to break that press. Tigers all fall back. Dooley has it. Scotland County obviously believes in the press. Dooley sends it over the right side to Howard. Back out up top to Stone. Stone wants to send it in. Gets it to Shelley. Shelley shot up off the glass is good. Kylie Watson to Thomas. Thomas breaks the press. Comes all the way up. Oh, backwards pass to Treasure. Treasure wasn't looking forward. Garnet ends up with it, and we're going the other way to Stone. Stone was going to drive the baseline, but he was already moving towards the baseline before he had the ball in the wood. So it'll come back to the Tigers. 6-19, Tigers lead 45-29. Kylie Watson will inbound it. To Thomas, up ahead to Hazen. Hazen comes across the timeline up to Fertig. Fertig back out to Hazen. Hazen dribbles it to the left elbow. Shot is up and no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. Shot no good. He gets the rebound again. And they're going to get Shelley for going over the back. And that's four on Shelley. Shelley comes out. Dial comes in. Scotland County back in that situation where they don't have any big men. Thomas to Fertig. Fertig wanted to shoot. Faked out. Moved in. Shot too close. The ball went over all the way over the rim. Scotland County comes up with a rebound. Dooley will bring the ball back the other way. Dooley has it on the right side. Wants to send it in to Howard. Howard back out to Garnet. Garnet shot's no good. Thomas comes up with the rebound. Thomas to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline. No look pass to Kylie Watson. Left block's shot is up and no good, but he's fouled in the process. Foul is going to be on Stone. That's his third. Watson's shot is up and good. This time he hits the first one. But it was nearly short again. This one I predict will be perfect. Oh, no, it's short. But somehow Matt Thomas comes up with it. He dribbles in the lane, passes it over to Trey Treasure across the line. Shot's good. Dooley comes across the timeline on the far side. Dribbles the right side. Looks to send it in to Howard. Howard's spin move is up and good. Hazen has it. Up ahead to Trey Treasure. Kylie Watson up to Thomas. Thomas drives in the lane. His shot's good. They're going to give it to him. Foul was on 24 Dooley, and that's his fourth. Tigers lead this 50-31. Thomas's first shot, or I guess the only shot, is good. Tigers now leading by 20, back up to the halftime margin. Dooley has the ball. He stays in the game with four fouls, so he'll probably be a little bit more careful. He has it up near center court, guarded by Thomas, dribbles along the right-hand side. Wants to shoot, has the ball stripped from him, but regathers it. Wants to get it in to Garnett. Garnett shot up off the glass is good. Treasure to Hazen. Back to Treasure. The ball is stolen. But the shot is blocked by Trey Treasure. So it'll stay with Scotland County, but Brashear able to avoid the easy cheap shot. Stone's going to inbound it. Stone out to Dooley. Dooley up top around the horn to the left side to Howard. Howard, no look pass to Garnett. Garnett drives the baseline. And they're going to call 3 seconds. I'll have to say this ref is a young man and he's calling things pretty close. Send it all the way up to Fertig. Fertig alley hoop to Trey Treasure and he hits it. It was a little bit too high for Trey to do the alley-oop, and he knocked it up over the rim, regathers his own rebound as he was going under the basket, but then walked with it in the process. Yeah, my compatriot here says it looks good when it works, and unfortunately it didn't work that time. Dooley has it for Scotland County over on the near side, sends it up top to Dial around the horn over to Garnett. Garnett back out to Dial. Dial to Howard. Howard was going out of bounds, and he's able to bounce it off of Fertig before he did so, so it'll stay with Scotland County. Stone's going to inbound it. Stone to Howard, and he double dribbled. So with a turnover, it'll come back to Brashear. Kylie Watson's going to inbound it for the Tigers. To Thomas, up ahead to Hazen. Hazen comes across the timeline to Fertig. Fertig gets the easy shot up off the glass. That's the way you break the press. 53-33 with 3:51 left in the third. Dooley has it. Comes up across the timeline, nearly double dribbled. To Garnett, right wing. Garnett takes it in the corner, doesn't know what to do with it. To Howard, right side. Howard drives it in the lane. And he's fouled. Foul is going to be on 31, which is Thomas. Checking in the game for the Tigers. Ambrosia, Snelling, and Songer. Out comes the two big men and Ryan Fertig. Stone gets the inbound in to Howard. Howard's spin move up off the glass is good. That looks pretty good, actually. Hazen has the ball for the Tigers. He's going to break the press. Comes across the timeline. Dribbles between his leg. Brings it back out the top of the key to reset things. Over to Ambrosia on the right wing. Back out to Hazen up top. Hazen. Bounce pass to Thomas, left side. Thomas, cross court to Hazen. And they're going to call 3 seconds again. This time, I think, on Songer. Owens comes in. Thomas checks out. on the floor. We got the two big men back in now. Dooley brings the ball across the timeline on the far side. Ball comes in to Howard. Spin move, shot, same one, up and good, and he's fouled. Foul is going to be on Kylie Watson. That's his first. Jacob Howard will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Left-handed shot is good. Kylie Watson will inbound it. Trey Treasure up ahead to Owens. To Kylie Watson, up to Ambrosia. Ambrosia is going to drive the baseline. His shot is partially deflected. Scotland kind of comes up with it, and Dooley's going to bring it part of the way, and then off to Stone and over to Dial on the left side. Shot is no good. Fertig gets slapped in the face, but he gets the rebound. Comes across the timeline to Treasure on the left side. He's going to shoot for three, but it's way short. But Kylie Watson with a rebound. Shot's no good. Scotland County comes up with it, and they're going the other way, and Ambrosia's going to foul Garnett. Thomas checks in for Owens. Ambrosia, Thomas, Fertig. Got the starting lineup on the field now. Stone wants to inbound it. Send a real high shot to Howard. Howard over Kylie Watson. And Watson fouled him in the process. Kylie Watson's getting two quick fouls here. Howard will go to the line. Howard's left-handed shot is good. Watson will inbound it to Thomas. Thomas sends it up ahead to Fertig, and it's poked out of bounds by Dial. Tigers were moving in a hurry. A little bit of an opening to get it up there. Thomas will inbound it to Kylie Watson. And he gets the roll and the drop. So he'll go to the line. 2:16 left in the third. Watson at the line for the Tigers. Shot is up and no good. Scotland County with the rebound. Dooley's bringing the ball back the other way. 14 fouls apiece here. Dooley sends it to Garnett. Garnett drives it in the lane. Shot is no good, but he's fouled in the process. Foul, another one on Kylie Watson. This one's his third. Watson went the whole half without getting any fouls. Now all of a sudden he's got three. Garnett's shot is no good. Second shot is up. It's in and out. Trey Treasure with the rebound. Sends it up ahead to Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline. Threads the needle to Fertig. Shot is up and good. That's about three times now. Fertig has been hanging out right underneath the basket. And if the opening is there, Thomas has tried to thread the needle to get it to him. Dooley dribbles around to the right wing. To Howard. Howard takes it in the lane. Shot is up and good. Howard is just a pretty good player. Ambrosia up ahead to Trey Treasure. Treasure. Ball is stolen by Dooley. Dooley brings it across the timeline. 1:24 left in the third. 57-43 Tigers. Dooley brings it around the left side. Sends it up to Dial. Guarded by Ambrosia. Around the horn to Stone, right wing. Stone back to Dooley up top. To Dial. Back to Dooley, slightly on the right side. Dooley backs it out. Guarded by Thomas to Stone. I haven't seen Stone shoot from out there in three-point land. He holds into Shelley, and he has the ball stripped by I'm not sure what it is. Call a foul on Treasure. 55 seconds left in the third. That's the second foul on Treasure. 16 fouls on the Tigers. So Stone will have to inbound it. Stone sends it all the way out to Dial. Dial around and Horton to Dooley. 52 seconds. Dooley has on the floor to Stone. I haven't seen Stone shoot yet from out there, so I don't expect him to do it yet. Dooley has it up right wing. Back to Howard. Howard kicks it over the left side. Shot is no good. Thomas the rebound. 38 seconds left. Thomas comes around the horn on the left side, drives the baseline. Reverse layup is good. Seconds left. Dooley comes up across the timeline, guarded by Hazen. Dribbles along the left side, and he tries a little layup action. Stone ends up with the ball, and Trey Treasure gets his hand on it, and they're going to call jump ball. It will stay with Scotland County. 13 seconds left. Kylie Watson comes out. Coach, I'm sure, doesn't want him to get a cheap foul here with 13 seconds left. Ambrosia comes in. Kick the ball all the way out to Dial. Dial, guarded by Furtick, nearly knocks it out. And he does get his hand on it, and he's tripped up, and I think they're going to call a foul. 8.2 seconds left, and it's going to be Bashir's ball. The foul is going to be on 23 Dial. That's his fourth. Thomas is going to inbound it up to Furtick. Furtick is going to drive the baseline. A little running shot is no good. 4 seconds left. Scotland County comes the other way. Shelley has it. Throws up a Hail Mary, and it's no good. So, at the end of the three, Tigers lead it 59-43. All right, here's the beginning of the fifth. We've got the starting lineup for the Tigers on the floor. It's going to be the Tigers' ball. Thomas is going to inbound it as soon as he gets the ball to awaiting Hazen. Hazen breaks the trap. Alley-oop up to Trey Treasure. He's not able to handle it. Kicks it back out to Matt Thomas. They're going to get Dial with going over the back. And that, he's going to be done. Six fouls apiece. Shelley checking in. Tigers got a little bit more size now. Thomas has it. Get it to Furtick, to Hazen, into Trey Treasure. Shot is no good. Stone with the rebound. Dooley will bring the ball back the other way for Scotland County. Dooley dribbles over the left side. Cross court to Stone. Back to Shelley right wing. Back to Stone up top. Stone to Shelley right wing. Hands it off to Dooley. To Stone up top. They want to send it in awful bad. Send it back in the paint to number 20. Shot's no good. Hazen comes up with it. Up ahead to Thomas. Thomas drives along the right side of the lane. Shot's up and good. Dooley has it, Scotland County. Everybody falls back, comes across the timeline, sends it to the left side to Stone. Stone takes his first shot. Shot's no good, and I think they're going to get it over the back on Shelley. And I think he's done. Yep, that's it. He wasn't in long, so he's out of the game. And with the 17 fouls, Trey Treasure will go to the line. Drew Miller checking in now. It's not the best trade-off in size. Their big man, Shelley, is done for the night. Only Howard is left. He's a good player, though. Just doesn't have quite have the size. Treasure's shot is no good. Garnett has it. Brings it across the timeline. Trey Treasure went for the steal against Howard, but Howard traveled with it. Kylie Watson is going to inbound it. Howard is right there. Sends it out to Hazen. Hazen gets it to Thomas. Thomas comes across the timeline. No look pass to Furtick, and he's going to get fouled. Foul is going to be on Garnett. Tigers broke the press, and it was like a three-on-one. Sent it over to one side, and Garnett reached over the back to try to prevent the shot. That's his fourth. Furtick to the line. His shot is up. No good. 61-43. Tigers almost back up to the 20-point advantage again. Second shot. It's no good either. Dooley has it for Scotland County. He hands it off to Miller. Miller brings it across the timeline to Stone. Stone has it up top. Stone to Miller. Miller around the horn over to Howard. Howard's shot is no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound. Treasure sends it up ahead to Thomas. Thomas to Furtick. Furtick's shot is up and good. Over the top of Howard. Howard can't believe it. 63-43. Timeout on the field. And with 6 minutes left in this game, Tigers lead it. For sure, that is. 63-43. All right, after the timeout, Dooley's going to inbound it to Miller. Miller brings it across the timeline, drives it along the right side, and he carries the ball. So it's going to come right back to the Tigers. Watson's going to impound it for the Tigers. Send it up to Hazen. Hazen up ahead to Furtick. Furtick's able to get the shot, but doesn't fall. Scotland County comes up with the rebound. Howard has it. Howard to Dooley. Dooley up ahead to Miller. Miller was not paying attention to what he's doing. The ball went out of bounds. Kittle will check in for Miller. Thomas. Another alley-oop, and again it doesn't work, but this time it goes out of bounds off of Dooley. It's about the third or fourth one of those they've tried, and it hasn't worked yet. Inbounds to Furtick. Furtick drives it in. A little running jump shot is no good. And Kylie Watson gets a rebound. Spin move. Shot up off the glass is good. That was a hard shot, but somehow it went in. 65-43 left. Dooley brings it up across the timeline. Fake shoots from the elbow. Shot is good. Watson gets it into Hazen. Hazen breaks the trap. Foul on Howard. That may be his fifth. I'm not sure how many. No, this is fourth. So Hazen will go to the line. Nine fouls now on Scotland County. Six on Brashear. Scotland County at risk of running out of some players here if they're not careful. Hazen's shot is good. Second shot is on its way. It's no good. Stone with the rebound. Stone hands it off to Dooley. Dooley's a point guard, and he's going to bring her up. Going to meet Hazen coming across the timeline. Over to Garnett. Garnett wants to drive in the lane, wants to do a spin move, puts his shoulder down, but they're going to give him the foul, give him the benefit of the foul. Could have been a charge, though, way he had his shoulder lowered. Fouls on Furtick. That's his third. First shot is up and good. Songer checking in for Trey Treasure. Second shot's no good. Songer with the rebound. Hands it off to Thomas. Thomas up ahead to Kylie Watson. Watson hands it back off to Thomas. Guarded by Stone. Thomas gets it up ahead to Songer. Songer's shot up off the glass is good. That's Songer's first points of the game. 68-46 now. Tigers with the advantage. Dooley has it, bringing it back for Scotland County. Sends it over to the right side. Pull-up jet shot is good off the glass by Kittle. Thomas up ahead to Kylie Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline, passes it off to Hazen. Hazen has it up top, screened back for by so that Hazen could shoot three but didn't drop for him. Dooley has it. Nearly walks with it, gets it up ahead to Kittle. Kittle to Stone in the paint. To Howard. Ball is slammed out of his hands by Kylie Watson. Yeah, that's his fourth. Howard shot. First shot's good. Ambrosia, Treasure, and Snelling in the game. Fertig, Kylie Watson, and Hazen coming out. Howard's second shot is good. Inbound pass to Treasure. Treasure to Thomas. Thomas up ahead to Ambrosia. Ambrosia up to Treasure. He drives in the lane. His shot up off the glass is no good. I think he must have lost the handle on it. Treasure did a good job driving in the lane, but it just looked like it kind of lost the grip on the ball and went out. It was way off. Anyway, there's a foul on the play. The foul is going to be on 25, which is Songer. So Stone will go to the line. 68-50 with 3:51 left in the game. Stone's shot is up and good. Second shot is up, and it's no good. Songer had his hands on it. I think they're going to say it was poked out by Garnett. Inbound comes to Hazen. Hazen dribbles behind his back. And he's fouled by Garnett.
See that?
I think that's five on Garnett. Scotland County has three players now out of the game. Miller checking in for Garnett. Hazen to the line. His first shot is up and good. Watson checking in for Ambrosia. Thomas, Hazen, Treasure. Ambrosia's still in the game. 3:42 left in it. Tigers lead. By 19, 69-51. Dooley, now Miller's going to be the run the point. Miller brings it across the timeline on the near side to Dooley. No, to Kittle, I'm sorry. And Kittle was fouled. It was on the floor, but he'll still go to the line. The foul is on 23, which is Hazen. That's his second. 10 team fouls apiece now, so Kittle will shoot two. First shot, no good. McKim checking in for Treasure. I expect Treasure is done for the night. Kittle's second shot is up, and this one's no good either. Kylie Watson with the rebound. Hazen has it. Hazen's going to go all the way. Wow. Miller went for the steal. Hazen took it up over his head and then did a little scoop shot. It was good. Miller has it to Kittle, to Stone on the right side. Stone wants to send it in, but it's too strong. Ends up in Thomas's hands. Thomas sends it up to Ambrosia. Ambrosia with a running shot up off the glass is good. I don't see hardly how he didn't travel with that, but they didn't call it. Miller will bring the ball back the other way. Miller to Stone. Stone sends it in to Howard. Shot is no good. Thomas comes up with it, sends it up to McKim. McKim's going to drive it all the way up. Shot's no good. Ambrosia with the rebound. Shot's no good. Ambrosia with the rebound, but I think they're going to say he went over the back to get it. No, they're going to call it on Thomas. No, I take that back. It is Ambrosia. Kittle will be at the line. 2:36 left in it. Tigers lead 74-51. Kittle's first shot is up. No good. Scudder and Owens coming in for Watson and McKim. Tigers getting a chance to use some of their players that don't get to play a lot. Second shot is this one's good. Owens will inbound it to Thomas. Thomas breaks the press. Behind the back pass to Hazen. Hazen to Scudder. Scudder's shot is good. Miller brings it across the timeline. Sends it to Howard. Shot is up and good. Boy, he's awful good from the blocks. Ambrosia has it. Sends it up ahead to Scudder. Scudder puts it on the floor. Shot is up and no good. Miller comes the other way. Comes across the line. Tries to thread the needle, but it goes in the hands of Thomas. Thomas is going to drive the lane himself. Shot. Oh, I can't believe it didn't go in. Hazen got it, though. Howard got the rebound, but Thomas got his hands on it, and they call a jump ball. And it will stay with Brashear. No, it will go to Scotland County. I'm sorry. 1:54 left in the game. Tigers lead 76-54. Kittle into Miller. Miller brings it across the timeline on the far side to Dooley. Dooley around to Miller. Miller to Howard. Howard's jump shot this time is a little too far for his liking. Scotland County able to get the hands on the ball and bounce it off of Hazen when it went out of bounds, and so the ball will stay with Scotland County. More substitutions. Matt Thomas and Hazen are the only two. We got Zach Reeves in here, Hayden Coyne, and Dylan. Matt Thomas ends up with the ball after a shot. It was no good. Thomas brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Dooley. Thomas drives in the lane. Shot up off the glass is no good. Hayden Coyne with the rebound. His shot's no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on number 10. That may be his fifth. It's on Stone. No, it's his fourth. 1:18 left in the game. Tigers lead 76-54. Hayden Coyne's shot is up and good. Second shot is no good. Howard with the rebound. Miller will bring it across. Drives along and he carries the ball. Smelling and Songer check them back in for Thomas and Hazen. So all of the starters are now off the floor for the Tigers. Dylan Redding inbounds it to Hayden Coyne. Coyne brings it across the timeline. Loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Tigers with 1 minute left. Zach Reeves is going to inbound it. The ball is kicked by Harley Stone, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Snelling will inbound it. To Redding. Out to Songer up top. Songer to Dylan Redding. Redding drives it in, kicks it back out to Songer, around the horn to Snelling. Snelling squares up for three. Shot comes up short, goes out of bounds. They send the ball all the way up ahead to Kittle. Long football pass, but Kittle can't hold on to it. Goes out of bounds and will come back to the Tigers. Snelling will inbound it to Zach Reeves. Reeves to Snelling. Scotland County still pressing. Snelling brings it across the timeline. It's poked out of bounds by Miller. 36 seconds left in the game. Everybody's still playing hard. Reeves will inbound it to Snelling. Snelling puts it on the floor, and he falls down. Scotland County takes it coast to coast. And they're going to call Songer with a foul. 26 seconds left. Foul's on Songer, and it's his second. Miller will go to the line. Miller's first shot is up. No good. Scudder checking in for Hayden Coyne. Second shot is good. Reeves inbounds it to Scudder. Scudder sends it up to Snelling. Snelling can't hold on to it. Goes out of bounds. 22 seconds left. Nice looking move there. But Snelling just couldn't quite hold on to it. Miller has it. Back up top to Kittle. Kittle puts it on the floor, and Dylan Redding comes up with it. He wants to take it coast to coast. He can't quite convert. Ball is mugged by Songer, and they're going to call a jump ball between Songer and Howard. It'll stay with the Tigers. 6 seconds left. We'll see what the Tigers can do. Scudder will inbound it for the Tigers. All the way up to Snelling. Snelling fakes, drives into the lane. Shot is no good. And as time expires, the last second shot from three-quarter court is no good. Tigers win it 77-55. So this is John Slavin. Thanks for joining us. Girls come up short in a big way, and the boys win in a big way. Girls lose 63-21. The boys win 77-55. That's it. That's all there is from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri. Until next time, for more Brashear Tiger basketball. Thanks for joining us. Good night.